This past week, I cut the cord. No, I wasn't in a delivery room. I got rid of cable TV while getting Roku. And when I did this, I set it all up. I quickly learned there's a lot to watch. No joke. I literally spent a day bouncing around the many channels, seeing what was available, watching a little of that TV show, which I hadn't seen in years, checking out part of a movie I had liked to watch whenever it was on. Now I can watch whenever I want. Without a guy, without priorities, I was lost among so much. That's what happens in our real life, too, when we try to get through just a day without God. And God is there for us every day and for any reason. The psalmist tells us in Psalm 48:14, "For this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death." When you're inundated with the complicated or just unsure about the basic, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6 is maybe one of the easiest ideas to commit to your heart and soul. "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Even when we make poor choices or commit outright sin, salvation through Jesus, that's always available. We're taught in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." And it doesn't mean you can repeat what you've realized is sin. The act on your part of repenting becomes a requirement. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 teaches us, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Now, we need an additional incentive. Well, let's just turn to Revelation 3:19, with Jesus saying, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent." We hear about so many who choose to follow lies, other evils, completely ignorant of what Jesus teaches. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, "Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch." But when we embrace and obey God's word, our rewards in heaven are joyfully prepared for us, as Jesus declared in John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."